Asked what they consider the biggest cybersecurity threat, federal operators of critical systems agree on the source, other nations, the top source anyway. That's what the Government Accountability Office found in its latest survey. Joining me with details, Greg Wilshusen, Director of Information Security Issues at the GAO. And Greg, great to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And so federal agencies thought, or the managers of these critical systems at NASA and DHS and agencies like that, are more worried about nation states attacking them than they are about anything else?
Right. What we found is that we conducted a survey of the 24 CFO Act agencies on their protections and use of high-impact systems. And those are the systems that would have a severe or catastrophic impact or harm to the agency if they were compromised. And what we found is that of the 18 agencies that actually reported having high-impact systems, that by far all 18 cited that nation states were the most serious threat to their systems. In addition, they also found that insiders were also a serious threat.
What was their basis for this? Why did they think this was the case? They must have evidence to back up this fear.
Well, I think part of it is from the incidents that they have reported or that may have occurred at the agency, as well as intelligence information that they have received. We also noted, too, that of the 18 agencies, 15 of those cited nations as being the most often perpetrator of threats and incidents to their agencies.
And did they characterize the nature of these threats? That is to say, was it hacking directly into the systems? Was it posing as something they're not?
Well, we reported it as being what the source of those threats were. We also asked them, though, what were the means of attack and the most common methods used. And what we found and what the agencies reported is that email and websites were the most often cited as being the vector of attack, and that often it was through phishing that ended up being the most serious and common method used.
When there's phishing, then, of course, that means someone clicks on something that is in the phishing email.
That's exactly correct.
So in some sense, insiders or employees, I guess, really are the biggest threat in reality because they click on that stuff regardless of the original source.
Well, that's true. You know, certainly it often requires an act of a user in response to a phishing incident that would result in either malicious software or the user giving up sensitive information unintendedly.
And just out of curiosity, you said you surveyed 24 CFO Act agencies. 18 said they had high-impact systems that could affect the agency in a serious way if they were breached. Who are the six that didn't have that problem?
Okay, well, the six agencies that did not report having high-impact systems were the Departments of Housing and Urban Development and Labor, as well as the National Science Foundation, Small Business Administration, Social Security Administration, and the U.S. Agency for International Development. Each of those agencies reported not having any high-impact systems or systems that would result in a severe or catastrophic impact should those systems be compromised.
Do you believe that?
Well, this is what they reported. We did not examine the rationale for their reporting of and determinations of what was high-impact versus moderate or low impact. And these definitions for high, moderate, low impact are defined by NIST BIPs, Federal Information Processing Standards. But we do have, and we've been requested to look at agency cyber risk management procedures. And as part of that effort, we will be looking at how agencies go about and assessing the risk and determining their categorization of high, moderate, low impact for their systems. But that was not in the scope of this particular report.
In the future, then, you want to make sure that they're not overlooking any systems that they probably ought to be worried about.
We would be looking at their procedures for assessing and categorizing the impact of harm that could occur should those systems be compromised.
We're speaking with Greg Wilshusen, Director of Information Security Issues at the GAO, and you've also rated some of the agencies, NASA, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, OPM, and Veterans Affairs, for their implementation of the information security program elements that they need to actually protect their systems. And what were the key findings there?
Well, you're absolutely correct. You know, as part of this review, we selected those four agencies, and we looked at two high-impact systems from each of those agencies and assessed the information security and the implementation of the security controls for those systems. And we found, as far as their program elements related to them, that there were a number of vulnerabilities, particularly as it comes to either updating security assessment plans to ensure that they include procedures that need to be performed, because we found, for example, that some of the security assessments that agencies are required to do in examining the security controls over their high-impact systems were not that comprehensive. And so we're making recommendations that some of these agencies improve the comprehensiveness of those security assessment plans. We also examined the tracking and provision of training to individuals who have significant security responsibilities, because that is also a key control to assure that those individuals, such as system administrators, security administrators, have the skill sets and knowledge necessary to adequately protect these systems. And we found that, you know, several agencies were not adequately tracking and providing that specific role-based training to those and to those specialists.
If you don't have the right controls implemented properly and you're not training people all that well or adequately to deal with the threats out there, then really it doesn't matter what the source of the threat is, whether it's hacktivist activists, malicious insiders, nations, criminal groups. The technical response is pretty much the same regardless, correct?
Well, certainly the technical response as well as the procedural response is the same, is that these agencies need to make sure that they have the appropriate have identified appropriately their risk and selected the controls needed to protect those systems against those risks. And that was another area that we found at a couple agencies that did not really assess all of the risk and select controls that are required for information systems that have a high impact and magnitude of harm should they be compromised. And so clearly, making sure that you have the adequate technical security controls and tools is very important, but also knowing how and to effectively and efficiently use those controls to protect the systems is also very important.
Is this a survey that GAO does regularly, or was there some particular concern in Congress about the status of controls, training, and where the threats are coming from?
Sure. This was a request from Senators Johnson and Carper, who are the chair and ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and Senator Collins. And so this was in response to a specific request from those members. And we thought it was very telling to identify the types of threats and that are most common and serious in the eyes of the agencies. And so, yes, this was in part as a result of ongoing and increasing number of security incidents that have been reported by federal agencies. As we indicate in our report, the number of incidents reported by federal agencies have increased over 1,100% since 2005. And so the senators wanted us to take a look at how agencies are protecting the most critical and sensitive of the systems that the federal government has.
Is your sense that the OPM breach reported about a year ago, but really happened before that, has had a galvanizing effect across the government, or maybe there's some work there too?
Well, I think it certainly has had an effect in terms of increasing awareness and acting as a catalyst for additional actions to improve, for example, the use of multi-factor authentication for privileged users to gain access to systems, as well as other initiatives that are underway. And I think it also has resulted in OMB taking a much more aggressive stance and active role in overseeing the security at federal agencies. You know, since that breach was announced, the federal CIO came out with this 30-day cybersecurity sprint and then has issued a cybersecurity strategy and implementation plan for civilian agencies. And since then, also, the administration came out with a new cybersecurity national strategy. So all of these actions, I believe, could potentially help and at least increase the awareness and the attention given to securing our systems. But it's important to realize that information security is not a sprint, it's a marathon, and actions will need to be continued to reflect changing risks, newer tech and emerging technologies, as well as threats that continue to evolve and grow more sophisticated.
Greg Wilshusen is Director of Information Security Issues at the GAO. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
It's my pleasure, Tom. Thank you.
Read the report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.